This goes to Dr. Shems, Shemes, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Daisy Phelps, Phelps. Date of birth 9/19 of 1955. Dear Dr. Shems, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Phelps with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, a partial left nephrectomy for renal cell carcinoma, and hypertension. Her last visit was October 10th of 2022. Her weight is stable, and she states she's been feeling well. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and minimal edema of the lower extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the losartan 100 milligram daily and the diazide 75/50 once a day. Also, metoprolol is 25 milligram once daily. Physical examination. Her weight is 251 pounds. Pulse is 67. And oxygen saturation 97% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 132 over 80. Neck, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rales or wheezes. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft without ascites, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done March 2nd of 2023. Creatinine is 1.4, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 41. Albumin 4.1. Calcium 8.9. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.8. Intact parathyroid hormone, mildly elevated, 87.7. Most likely secondary, this is secondary hyperparathyroidism, and we will monitor this. Hemoglobin 12.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of illness. 2, history of partial left nephrectomy for renal cell carcinoma, and 3, hypertension. We will continue to have labs done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.